War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Aaron Dykes just completed a key 12-minute video dealing with the Infowars.com 24-plus hour live transmission that kicks off at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And it's a compilation of our mission, what we've been able to achieve, the attacks we're under, and basically asking you, do you choose to support this? And even if you can't monetarily give, you can spread the word about the 24-hour plus hour broadcast tomorrow, and you can spread the free links to all our films online to everybody. I mean, it's just the mission, the mission, the mission, and not just continue in our fight, but up it, accelerate it, go into a higher gear, redouble our efforts, 110%. That's what it's all about. And that's what we are attempting to do. I do have a mortgage expert, and I've studied this for more than a decade. I mean, I've known about the mortgage fraud, had many guests on, and covered it. The problem is there are a lot of charlatans out there who – that's why I've never really allowed on my show, sometimes stations or sometimes even the network, but then they sometimes have problems and get rid of them because, you know, even supposedly – reputable groups that I hear on Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and other shows, you know, you learn about them promising we can help fix your mortgage, we can help get it into court for you, and then they just take a bunch of money from you and don't really help them. I do know a gentleman who I've actually had on once before, and I've been listening to him off and on for years and looking into his research, and it's been spot on. His analysis of their frauds, the cornucopia, the spectrum of scams the banks are running, and ways to counter them and in systems that are being successful. So he's going to pop in for 30 minutes. He's Randy Kelton at the bottom of the hour. And he's going to be in studio. He's on the road right now doing seminars all over the country. He's going to be in studio next week for 2 hours to go over it in more detail with all the documents. And some of you say, well, I don't have a bad mortgage or I'm renting. Why do I care? Well, you better care about banks that are able to engage in mass fraud, not just here but worldwide, selling mortgages sometimes 10, 20, 30 times. Usually 3 or 4 times, cheating people, stealing their escrow, not having the deed, foreclosing on houses that are paid for and that they don't even have a deed to. And I played this a few months ago, but will you guys YouTube, because we never played it this week when I called, I don't know if you could find it. It was CNN, bank takes house that was paid for, or bank takes house they didn't own. And we could pull up mainstream news articles, you know, about it happening in Europe and here and in Canada. But you know, there's something about CNN actually with the family. In fact, we ought to get them on. But it's happening a bunch. We get these calls all the time. It's like, my house been paid for 10 years. And they just came and said they'd foreclosed on it and took it. And the court won't help me. I mean, it the courts are involved in this corruption. So there's a spectrum of corruption going on, a wide spectrum of it. And it just goes to the total and complete mad dog, crazy level of all of this that is happening in our country and around the world. It's just, I mean, I know why a lot of people just, when you talk about any type of corruption, even if it's publicly admitted, they all, that's not true. Because you just, as a normal person who's not evil, who's not a scam artist, who doesn't think about scams, who the Bible has a verse about, they run around continually inventing new forms of evil. In fact, when you guys look for that Bible verse, they run around continually inventing new evils, and that's what the globalists do. They found the CNN article. Let's pop it back up. Good job. Here's the CNN article. It says, embattled homeowner to bank, you don't own my loan. And that was October 12th. So that's yesterday. Yeah, yeah. No, that's just where they don't own the loan. There are CNN reports where the house is paid for and they don't own the loan. I mean, they just take a house that's paid for.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organ, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to ask you a question.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we were trying to establish a connection to Genesis. We're unable to talk to them, so I'm just giving them this message right now that up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, we're unable to hook into you guys. It's a little technical issue, so we're getting that message out to them. We were going to try to play this new video about the money bomb that gets into a lot of key issues, and it fit perfectly into the 12-minute segment. So we'll play it now and play the rest coming into the next segment. Then we're going to get into the economy and the mortgages, but here it is. Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyways, getting back to the economic news, Ron Paul, dollar collapse will spur 2012 presidential run. We covered that. Here is the BBC. Obama will not ban home repossessions fraud. Okay, continuing here, the White House has ruled out a temporary ban on the repossession of homes despite a growing row, I guess in England that means a fight, over alleged malpractice. See, there's just a few little problems, and they're hoping that everyone basically, you know, doesn't even look into any of this. It says, amid claims that shoddy paperwork led to wrongful repossessions, calls have grown for a nationwide moratorium. But a White House spokesman said this could have unintended consequences. Last week, Bank of America said it would extend its ban on sales of repossessed homes until 23 U.S. states to all 50. And we're going to be covering this more, but in the next segment, we'll finish this complete video now and get more into what's happening with gold. Then Randy Kelton gives us a little preview of what he's going to be covering in studio with us next week. I think three is the charm. Here's the video.
I want to ask you a question. What media organization can you think of in the world that's having a bigger effect at actually waking people up to hardcore issues? Sure, Ron Paul is wonderful. He talks about the private Federal Reserve and the inflation tax and the imploding economy that's being engineered by the central bankers. But when it comes to media, who will really tell it like it is? And who has woken more people up? The answer is InfoWars.com. And that's because you, the listeners of my broadcast in the last 15 years, as we slowly built and grew this platform to get the message of true freedom and sovereignty out, have continued to spread the word about the transmission. We're not funded with federal government product placement or propaganda placement or behavior placement money, as Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC are on record with billions of dollars a year of federal money. We're not supported by the big mega corporations that want the New World Order that is a giant collectivized corporate slave system. We don't have that support. We have your support. We are truly grassroots. And everything we've talked about, unfortunately, is coming true. I wish we'd been wrong, but we were only following the globalist owned documents that were public. And so we've been proven right. And as we go into this critical juncture, this critical time in 2010, 2011, as we look forward, we realize here at InfoWars.com, my syndicated radio show and the websites and the films, that we've got to kick it into the next gear, the next level. We've got to give our maximum effort against tyranny. There is a huge awakening taking place. Just this week, it came out that all the conspiracy theorists were right, that most of the big mortgage companies and major banks have been engaged in fraud, even repossessing homes that they didn't even have the deed to and that were paid off. Now they're suspending most foreclosure around the country. Five major banks have completely suspended it, including the biggest mortgage holder, Bank of America. But that's just one issue. The dollar is plunging. World government is being announced. The answer to the crisis the banks engineered is to give them more power. Bottom line, we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists. And it's been your support of the radio show, the sponsors, the buying the books, the t-shirts, the films, getting them out to people that has supported us over the years. Now we want to complete our TV studio. We want to launch a big social network to get freedom lovers together. We want to do so many other things, like producing four films a year, not just two. Many of my documentaries, like The Obama Deception, have been seen tens of millions of times for free online because you have supported us. We are on a mission to expose the globalists. Their crimes are so incredible, so transparent, that if we will simply expose them and resist them and continue to say no to their oppression, their system will fall apart and is already beginning to fall apart. They are not invincible. They're only men just like us. And I believe, I know that free humanity is better than these parasitical control freaks. I know we're going to beat them. But I also know we don't have a choice. Slavery isn't a choice at all. I want liberty. And so I'm going to fight with every ounce of my being, of my soul, of my spirit. We're going to have a 24-plus hour special broadcast that kicks off at 11 a.m. Central this Thursday and runs through Friday into the next live radio broadcast. It'll be live as well on Friday. And we're having the third Money Bomb. The first Money Bomb started 3 years ago when listeners began the effort on their own. I didn't really support it at first because I never really asked for donations. But that money that came in, that $300,000, really helped us expand. And the second Money Bomb helped us move into these studios and build what we've done here.
We need this third money bomb going into this depression, going into this controlled implosion to be even bigger so that we can complete the studios and expand the overall output of key information we're putting out. We are going 110%. And if you believe in what we're doing, if you support what we're doing, spread the word about the broadcast, the online videos, the films, the news websites, and donate, whether it's $5 or $100. Every bit of that money bomb is going to go directly into expanding our facilities so we can challenge the corporate media at an even higher level. My friends, it is up to you the effect we're going to have. But you've seen George Soros publications like Media Matters and many others intensifying their attacks on us. You've seen the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, saying that I'm a menace and a danger.
The government, law enforcement, there are a whole set of evil agents out there. And though I don't expect to see Alex Jones taking a shot at them anytime soon, there are people out there who are perfectly willing to do exactly that.
You've seen Nightline
floating these highly charged ideas at a time when the country is already very angry and anxious. You're making things more dangerous.
You've seen MSNBC.
When the hatred of our own elected government becomes explosive.
He maintains that he's neither far right nor far left. But his appeal to the anti-government new right is palpable.
You've witnessed CNN. You've seen them all coming after us.
I'm not calling for any offensive actions. I'm calling, like Malcolm X did, for people to be able to protect themselves in this country from scum at CNN.
As Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. First they ignored us, then they laughed at us, now they've been really attacking us. Well, what comes next? We're going to win. It is not a foregone conclusion. It is not a self-fulfilling prophecy that we have to give in to tyranny, and that's just the way it is. Resistance is victory. Simply standing up is victory. And we've been out there on the front lines with MSNBC. Employees are attacking us and cutting up our equipment with knives. Stood there and taken it and resisted when the media has lied and claimed that we're supporting cop killers. We have exposed FBI operatives like Hal Turner, who attacked me for more than a decade as a federal agent, and it came out in federal court he was a federal agent. We are under attack by COINTELPRO, by the financed fake grassroots, the Renamob, by the corporate media, by the think tanks. The In the Fed rallies that I've been at have been surveilled by the U.S. Army. My great crew members like Rob Dew up at the G20 last year, he got arrested, taken to a FEMA facility. They had troops and police there and had bags over people's heads. It's turning out in Pennsylvania that an Israeli company was involved in surveilling members of the legislature for Homeland Security. These are perilous times. This is serious issues. And I'm going to explain it again very simply. Our success is governed by our hard work, our focus, our determination, our research. We've got that side of the equation. But the other side of the equation is you supporting us. I know there are a lot of well-to-do people out there who have pumped their money into the Democrats and Republicans and who feel like they're members of the establishment. You know you're being targeted in this implosion. You understand that we are going into a seriously authoritarian, high-tech version of slavery. And so I'm asking you, the people out there, who the federal government takes your money and then uses your own tax money to finance propaganda against you, I'm asking you not at the coercive barrel of a gun like the government does, but simply by asking that if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe in the message that you see and hear and that we're putting out, or if you even believe in true alternative grassroots media challenging the globalists, that you need to support us. But whatever you do, join us this October 14th from 11 a.m. right into October 15th, a 24-plus hour live transmission with special, never-before-seen video interviews that are coming up in two of our new films we're developing.
Alan Watt.
The evidence is all there, but knowledge, remember, is scattered.
Lord Christopher Monckton.
Life in prison would be the best thing for Al Gore.
Dr. Clenard Childress.
Margaret Sanger was a devout racist, and that's what people need to know.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
How bad can it get?
All right, folks.
It can get worse. It will get worse.
We're going to come back and finish this video. Man, Aaron Dykes knocked this video out of the park. Good job, Aaron. Folks, get the video. It's up at the Alex Jones Channel on YouTube. Get it out to everybody. That's a great video Aaron made. Man, he's awesome.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
You do, join us this October 14th from 11 a.m. right into October 15th, a 24-plus hour live transmission with special, never-before-seen video interviews that are coming up in two of our new films we're developing.
Alan Watt.
The evidence is all there, but knowledge, remember, is scattered.
Lord Christopher Monckton.
Life in prison would be the best thing for Al Gore.
Dr. Clenard Childress.
Margaret Sanger was a devout racist, and that's what people need to know.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
How bad can it get? It can get worse. It will get worse.
Catherine Austin Fitz.
If you pick up the telephone
and call the customer service number if you have a problem with your food stamps, you know who you get? You get somebody in India who works for J.P. Morgan Chase.
Jeffrey M. Smith.
One of the interesting aspects of genetic engineering is any time a scientist discovers a problem, they're attacked.
And a bunch of live interviews, your phone calls, and a lot more as we attempt to raise $500,000. The website is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And, of course, we're going to have live streaming throughout the day at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, not just of audio, but a video of this historic transmission. And if you can't give, if you aren't doing well, as most Americans are, I don't want you to give $1. There's a lot of people out there who are going to have their wealth destroyed if they don't step up. The middle class is disappearing. It's time for people out there that claim they're libertarians, claim they're patriots, claim they're freedom lovers, to actually back someone who is for real, who tells it like it is, that talks about inside jobs, that talks about government-sponsored terror, that talks about eugenics, that expose the fact that our government's been injecting people worldwide with syphilis, not just black people in Alabama. We're hardcore. We're the most hardcore transmission there is out there. And that's why the government operatives and the haters and the control freaks at every level come after us, because they know we're real in their gut and they're scared of it. We've got the weapons. We've got the crews. We've got the maps. We've got the GPS. We're ready to go into New World Order Central and blast the hell out of them in the info war. All you need to do is pull up with your trucks on the tarmac and put the fuel in our engines. We are blasting off, going into enemy territory, launching the biggest offensive we have ever done. But the destiny of this operation is up to you. Again, if the banksters have raped you seven ways to Sunday, I don't want you to donate. Spread the word about this special 24-plus hour broadcast that's coming up. That's the key. I want to commend my crew and everyone over the years out there that spread the word about the show, that has bought our books and videos, and has enabled us to give the films out on the web for free. You have had a massive effect. Together, we have reached over 200 million people in just the last 2 years alone on YouTube and Google alone. That's got the system scared. That's why they're trying to co-op what we're doing and repackage it as a neocon fake right-wing movement. That's why it is our responsibility to move to the next level to effectively challenge the globalist and bring true grassroots, populist, constitutional leadership to the front. To paraphrase Samuel Adams, it does not take a majority to prevail. It only takes an irate, focused, angry minority to continually push forward and ignite bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Every single one of you is a commando on the front lines of the info war. I don't want you behind me. I want you right beside me. I will see you October 14th, 11 a.m. Central, for the kickoff of the InfoWars Money Bomb 2010. The grassroots has demanded it, and we're going to give it to you.
Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.
Okay, we're multitasking here. Jonathan Irish just called into the hotline dealing with the baby and that whole case. So we go to him now to find out what happened. Jonathan, go ahead.
Well, the doctor went with Douglas Hospital, Dr. Lydon or Lydell. I was more focused on my daughter than the name of the doctor. But the doctor went with Douglas Hospital, said there is a significant amount of bleeding and that there is noticeable irritation and possible swelling. We are currently behind. We have left the hospital now. We're currently behind the sheriff, one of the sheriff deputies. The CPSW workers behind us. The sheriff deputies in front of us have our daughter in the back.
So they're taking the baby back to whoever's hurt her?
No, they're not. They're taking the baby to a sexual abuse specialist doctor.
Oh, my gosh. And remember, they've had the baby the entire time from the whole deal. And, man, I tell you, what a nightmare. Has the baby woken up?
Yeah, she woke up. She's very She doesn't really like, and she's fussing whenever anyone touches her right now.
Oh, I bet. Stay there. We got to go to break. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. We'll be right back with Jonathan Iyer. See if you can stay with us. Oh, boy. Never ends.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Well, Randy Kelton is a 57-year-old father, two adult children, grandfather, three grandsons, Vietnam veteran. He got tired of corruption, and he's battled the corrupt courts. He's filed criminal charges. He's won many times against the system. And he's so well informed in so many areas, he's now flying over the country advising lawyers. And he is, out of thousands of great people, one of the biggest most effective fish in the pond exposing the mortgage scams. I'm just going to give you a prelude to him being on next Tuesday or Wednesday. He's out of town. We're not sure when, but he'll be on the show at least 2 hours next week to really break it all down. We're going to him in a moment, but we got an emergency with Jonathan Irish, and there's a protest tomorrow, of course, in front of the CPS, the court. But they finally got to see their baby today. The CPS is there. The baby was non-responsive. They take the diaper off. There's blood all over the place. They took him to the hospital. The doctor said, take this child to a sexual abuse expert. And the baby's been in the government's custody the entire time. It's all their fault, whatever they've done. And this is standard operating procedure. And somebody picked out this woman and said, we want that baby. And that's when we've had members of the state legislatures on who've discovered they've got quotas, and that's come out in the news. But we hope that's not the case. We hope it's just neglect and they weren't changing her diaper for, you know, the last 5 days. That's how they roll. But I know this is hard for you, Jonathan, but just recap what's happened and the latest information.
Well, they actually didn't send her directly to a sexual abuse specialist. We're in the visitation, and she wasn't responsive, and Stephanie had said, well, you know what, let's try changing her diaper, because a lot of times when you change a baby's diaper and they're sleeping, they wake up. So Stephanie tried to wake her up, and it didn't work, so she started to change her diaper. Stephanie started to change our daughter Cheyenne's diaper, and Cheyenne starts waking up and starts to freak out and get really, really fussy and starts to scream immediately. And Stephanie gets our daughter's diaper open, and we see blood on the diaper and smeared all over the vaginal area.
Okay, so this is with them, but to be clear, because in the last segment you were driving, and I must have misunderstood you, I thought you said the doctor said send the baby to a sexual assault expert.
Correct. The CPSW worker was in there when we changed the diaper, noticed everything. The CPSW worker immediately called the deputy sheriffs. The sheriffs came down, and the sheriff of Stratford County came down, and they called the ambulance, had the ambulance rush our daughter Cheyenne to the emergency room where a doctor checked her out, and a doctor at the emergency room, either Lydell or Lydon, made the decision that our daughter needed to go down and see a sexual abuse specialist doctor.
Okay, now the CPS better follow that directive.
Oh, they are. Matter of fact, our daughter is no longer in CPS custody right now. The sheriff's department is in front of us with our daughter in the back of their sheriff cruiser in the car seat with another deputy sitting directly next to her.
Oh, good. They can smell a rat. Good, good. There's still some good people and have humanity. Well, I tell you, Jonathan, I pray for your daughter's health and safety, but I tell you, this is bottom line. Something's rotten in the state of New Hampshire.
Yes, sir. And it's not just the state of New Hampshire. It's anywhere where there's a family court, anywhere where there's a CPSW worker or a DCYF.
Well, they're going to be in damage mode now. You better have somebody with you 24 hours a day. You better let them send people to beat you up. If they do submit to it. Because let me tell you something. If this is a real criminal pervert ring we've run into, and we know there are a lot of them, it comes out all the time, these people will put you 6 feet under. So you've got to be... You got to understand, you are in extreme danger if this is going the direction that my gut told me it was going in days ago.
Yes, sir. And anywhere we go, we have at least two cell phones on us with video capabilities and our video camera.
Yeah, but you need somebody, you need a crowd with you, two or three people that you trust. They're going to try to send infiltrators in on you. So anybody that claims they want to help you that you don't know and isn't certified patriot with years of being on record good, believe me, this is, well, look, what we'll do is I'll talk, anything else you'd like to add?
Not right now, sir, other than that, I hope anyone who has not opened their eyes and been awakened to the corruption and the serious, severe, disturbing issues with the globalists now opens their eyes because of the fact it is on record that we had nothing to do with this other than finding out this issue with our
good
daughter.
Good. And to be clear, that's on record, and the police... Did you see the exchange when they said, we're taking custody of the baby from CPS?
Yes, I did.
What happened with that?
The sheriff's department said that because of these situations and because we cannot confirm what did or did not happen, the child is, we will take custody and care of the child from here.
Which means they're looking at the CPS as the culprits.
Not necessarily CPS itself, but at least definitely at least the foster family. A matter of fact, I do believe because the foster home where our Stephanie and my daughter is being taken care of is where Stephanie's two minor sons are, where we also have documented proof of abuse in the past. And
well, yeah, I mean, there are some good foster families that are run by Christians, but a lot of time, and I cleaned carpets, folks, for 4 or 5 months, so I, in college, went into a lot of houses, and I was like, what are these places? And it'd be like always fat pedophiles with like 10 kids in a house living in squalor, and that was the foster home. And, okay, all right. We may have to go into overdrive with you in 20 minutes. I've got to get to Randy Kelton. Continue to gather more data. We're going to call you back before this hour ends. We may go into overdrive. Watch your back. God bless you. Be very polite to everybody. I know you're enraged, but control yourself. I can't imagine the pain and anger you've got, but you've done very well, Jonathan. Go with God. We'll call you back.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. I apologize to Randy Kelton, but he understands, as being a radio host himself, this type of thing happens. Look, I haven't waded into the mortgage thing in the last 12 years since I became aware of the massive fraud, because I just have been studying it. It's so complex. And I know there are a lot of groups out there and people that say, send me $10,000, I'll fix your mortgage overnight. If you hear that, don't walk, run. And I love that Randy says that. Randy, you know, has been beaten up by the police over and over again, put criminal charges on judges, police, won cases, helped a lot of people. None of it's perfect because the courts are so corrupt. But I've heard him really go through the laundry list of different frauds that the big mortgage companies engage in. And notice the whole house of cards is falling right now. You know, I mean, even BBC has the headline here saying Obama will not ban home repossession fraud. So the media here is like, oh, well, they're stopping all the the Bank of America and other big bank foreclosures. So there's a few little paperwork problems and things. Today, just briefly, I want to give you a prelude. And in fact, we'll just talk about it right now with Randy Kelton, who is a pro se guy as good as many top lawyers I know. And he specializes in a lot of different areas. That's why a lot of lawyers are learning from him. I've got a great corporate lawyer, bankruptcy lawyer. He's an expert in that. Not that we've ever done that, but that's what he, and I've talked to him about this stuff years ago. He knows about the mortgage stuff. So a lot of this dovetails with the research of Randy Kelton. Randy, I just, in the little bit of time we have today, number one, let's pick a time for you to come on next week. You live in Austin. You're out of town teaching people. When do you want to be here? So we can just get this done right now.
I can be there whenever you need me to. I will adjust my schedule.
Well, let's get the head producer in here of all my great crew, Jaron Neihart. Jaron, look at the big board in there. Let's get Randy on Wednesday, 1 to 5. We'll do 2 hours of overdrive. We'll do 3 hours with Randy, 1 hour main radio transmission, and 2 hours overdrive. Wednesday, 1 o'clock, be here, Randy. And, of course, you know our location is a secret because of COINTELPRO, so we'll give you the directions, but don't bring anybody, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're awesome. Randy's a great guy. Okay, I know you were just hearing that horror about the CPS. You want to briefly comment on that from all your research?
Yes, I hate to come in behind that and interrupt it, because I'm a grandfather myself, and that kind of thing touches my heart. And I would very much like to get a hold of this person. I have someone in North Carolina who's a private investigator that specializes in this sort of thing, who can go in and show him everything that the Child Protective Services should be doing, and look at what they are doing and show him what they've done wrong and give him some tools to extricate his family from this mess.
Because when they break procedures and break laws, as they do out of hand because of an ignorant public, they're blindsided when somebody actually has eyes.
Exactly. And we can show him how to land on them like a ton of bricks.
All right, Randy, briefly, in a minute or two, tell people how you got into your overall study of the law. I mean, I'll give you an example. Andrew Jackson, our president, in the early 1830s, the war captain, the hero, I mean, he makes Conan the Barbarian look like a wimp, and he was real, okay? But as some fool sent me an email saying, Alex, you said concentration camps began in the colonies during the war with the British. They began the Boer War. The official name, concentration camp, but I've had the top UT historian on, who wrote the best-selling book about Andrew Jackson. It's a concentration camp to take his mother and his brothers and lock them up in a facility with thousands of other people till they starve to death. Okay, but side issue. Andrew, I apologize, Randy. Andrew Jackson just went down after he, his family all died in the war. He was a sniper and runner when he was 11, starting in the war. Andrew Jackson went And he went to the coast, I think it was Georgia, I'm going from memory, and he apprenticed as a lawyer, and then he went before the state bar, and they said, yeah, you know everything, go, you're a lawyer. So, see, that's the other big lie. If you really study things, you can get the same knowledge they have and more, and they don't even teach real law now in most of the law schools, because they don't want real lawyers. They want procedural clerks that follow the Uniform Commercial Code. But I'm going to shut up now, Randy. You've got the floor. Just briefly, go over the lies and the fraud of the mortgage company, some of the most popular things that they've done that's now bringing them down.
Okay. Most people think that when a mortgage company writes a loan, a mortgage, that they give out their money and they want you to pay the money back. Not true. They give out the money and then they take the note you signed for them and they sell it. So they get all of their money back. It is in the lender's best interest to create a note you're sure to default on. The reason for that is the lender profits at every turn.
And a fraudulent contract is not a contract.
It's not a contract. Equitable estoppel applies to a contract created by fraud. And everything about it's fraud. It's far too much to go into in these few minutes, but everything is fraud. It's been very carefully crafted, so every step.
Okay, well, let's take this one, Randy. It's you can search the term and pull up mainstream news articles, and I get countless calls where people go, my house was paid for 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I bought it for $100,000 25 years ago. It's now worth $1 million on taxes. And they just suddenly took it, and I went to the police and said it was fraud, and they didn't help me. Well, I mean, of course they didn't. They don't even understand it. What is this we're even seeing on CNN? For those that can't believe this, it's real. You can pull it up. We pulled it up earlier, where they just take paid-for houses or houses where they don't even have the deed.
That's because they've screwed up the system so bad, nobody knows who owns what. They took your note. They sold it to this investor. This investor grouped your note in with 5,000 others, and then sold pieces as investments to long-term investment pools like retirement funds. And then they had four or five of them, and one's producing good, one's producing slow, so they did what they called credit default swaps. They swapped part of this one for that other one so that the one doing good they didn't have to pay tax on, and to bring up the other one just to the point they don't have to pay taxes on it. So they shifted these back and forth. Who owns that property? Just got lost in all this shuffling back and forth. And then some bank comes to the court and says, we want to repossess on this house. And the bank is letting them when they can't prove they hold title.
And they don't even have the paperwork, the deed. It's just in a derivative stew of fraud. They just say, well, it says I own it. And you're like, my house is paid for. I mean, this isn't just people.
And it's a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
Because you can't trace the title back to the original land grant, someone's likely to come along next year or 5 years from now and say, hey, wait a minute, I hold the title to this place. This will create an incredible mess that will follow this country from generations if we don't stop the banks.
Well, that already happens with people that own ranches and things in Texas. I read about it all the time. They might have had it in their family 100 years, but some railroad had the grant before, and their great-great-great-great-granddaddy didn't file it right at the courthouse, so they're taking it.
Yeah, and now this becomes an issue to where every house is subject to this. If this happens, this country became a mecca for investment because people in foreign countries could come to this country and buy property and be sure it was theirs. Now, after this mess, nobody can be sure of anything. All the foreign investment's going to dry up. They're going to drive us into the worst depression this country's ever seen and the world's ever seen if we don't get this fixed. And the way to fix it is for each individual to kick that lender's behind. Sometimes it's hard for people because they're embarrassed that they're behind on their mortgage. Well, you shouldn't be embarrassed if everything about it was a fraud. And if you don't go in there and force the banks to do right, your children and your grandchildren are going to suffer with you.
And that's on the lower end where there's a micron of responsibility where they go to poor people, tell them to lie on the forms, the bank tells them, and the government says, go get this, this is the American dream, knowing they're going to sell it into derivatives, leverage it to the power of a million. I mean, this was designed to do this. And so that's a fraud but this is, again, I mean, I go back. The first house I bought, $100,000, 9 years ago in South Austin. It's now worth about $150,000. The first house I bought, $100,000, and then Bank of America bought my mortgage and then started threatening to sue me, and they literally took my escrow. It was like $5,000. And said, you got to pay it again. But I said, I went and got all the paperwork, got a lawyer. The lawyer threatened. They said, oh, it was a mistake. Sorry. But if I was some, uneducated, poor, blue-collar, handyman or something who's a great guy but doesn't understand all this, he just, I don't know. I guess I'm wrong. They say they're taking it. I mean, that's what happens.
That's exactly what's been happening. And they've got into such a glut of profit-taking that they mess things up for themselves. And now the sky is beginning to fall in on them, and it's falling in exactly when we said it would. The politicians who created this mess are going into an election with a 10% approval rating. Every member of the House of Representatives is up for elections looking to get thrown out, and primarily for voting for the bailout, are now trying to use the lender as a scapegoat to get the public back on their side. So what they've done is delivered up the lender to the courts. Now we really have an opportunity to win these cases in the court. We're at a tipping point. The stars have been aligning themselves for a while. This pendulum of injustice has swung out as far as it can, and it's beginning to come back.
And just like with Rome, it happens when the elites go crazy. Continue.
That's exactly what's happening. We hear these stories about 2012, this great change coming. It's not going to be the Nephilim coming down in spaceships. It's not going to be some foreign agent. It's going to be us, you and I. Finally, the people are going to stand up and say, enough of this crapola. And with the mortgage issue, there are so many people being ripped off and stolen from, that it is the best way to get this turned around.
Well, Randy, I want to announce something here. We just skipped the network break, so station should be carrying this. We've skipped quite a few. I apologize to Ted. This information is so important. You know what? I want to go through more of this, so we're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive, but that cuts into general Hamid Ghul, but I guess people can get it at the archive or the free podcast or PrisonPlanet.tv. But, this is important as well. So we'll do 20 minutes into the next hour because I promised to get into some other economic news. So what I'll do is we'll talk about five more minutes. Then I'm going to hit a little bit of news before the official show ends. But most stations still do carry the fourth hour because a lot of days we do it live. I've just cut the fourth hour because we're getting ready for the TV show every day, a 30-minute news brief. And then I'm going to do a highly polished once-a-week, one-hour show. And so I've got to get everybody ready to where I can't do 4 hours of radio and then do the preparation and go do a TV show. We're trying to produce pretty well, like a news program. I'm just letting folks know. People are like, well, why'd you quit doing the fourth hour? Well, we don't always. I literally can't do it. When I do 4 hours, I can do 10 hours while I'm live. Then after I've done those hours, I'm just completely exhausted like a jellyfish. And so I got to keep that energy. Randy, just amazing info. Can you stay with us 20 minutes for the next hour?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And then you're going to have all the documents. You can put them on a disc. We can show them on the computer, on TV next week. And we'll do, we'll do 3 hours. We'll do one to four. I said 1 to 5. That'd be 4 hours. But continue, because there's so many different types of fraud, and they're not going to be able to hide this. And that's what scares me. They've invaded Pakistan now and Afghanistan. They announced a month ago that they made secret deals with the Pentagon to steal all the death benefits of troops that have been paying for death insurance from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm 1, Desert Storm 2. It's crazy they've got 400 mobile microwave trucks. It's crazy that they are – we are in the twilight zone, Randy. I mean, taking people's houses that they don't even own and that are paid for? I mean, it's insane. I know why people can't believe it. But now it's all over. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have a man in California. Wells Fargo took his house. 3 months later, Chase came after his house. They said, I hold the note. And Wells Fargo said, we hold the note. Nobody knows who holds the note. And it's even worse than that. The banks really don't care about actually foreclosing and selling your house. That's chump change. All the money they make on defrauding you up to foreclosure is all chump change. On almost every mortgage, if you look on your mortgage paperwork, you'll see mortgage insurance. That'll pay the lender 80% of the principal if you default. What you don't know is that he has 8 or 10 more of those.
All right, I want you to, Randy, I'm going to give you the floor for 20 minutes in the next hour. We're going back into the incredible Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence that we had on. I wanted to get into this Ron Paul news where he says it's a certainty. We're going down, complete, total collapse. And he has said he is afraid of martial law during that. And the Pentagon admits that's their plan. That was just put out 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, again, folks, we've just been aware of this for a long time. We were able to forecast it. I wish I was wrong. Randy, we're going to put you on hold for 5 minutes. When we start the fourth hour, we're going right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. You know, it's even dawning on me now, because it becomes academic. I study this stuff every day. I'm obsessed with it. I get up at 4:35 in the morning. I'm studying. I studied till 1 o'clock in the morning last night. And there's so much knowledge. And the more I learn about evil, the more I learn about how they operate. And I just... And then I look at the public. A bunch of them are totally mesmerized zombies. They don't have a clue. And they have no hope if we can't get them to wake up. Look at how much evil has grown because we forgot how to recognize corruption. I mean, old-timers are like, get off my land. I don't trust nobody but my family. People are like, look at that stupid hillbilly. No, that hillbilly knows what they're doing. Okay? And you better become a hillbilly in your mind, ladies and gentlemen. You better do it right now. You better get aggressive and territorial. Okay? That's what freedom is all about. I want to bring Ted Anderson up in the last 3 minutes of the official transmission. Ted, gold hits record. Last time I looked at 30 minutes ago, it was $1,375.
$1,375.30 was the peak today. Currently, right now, $1,370.50. Alex, prices have gone up. My wholesale prices are going up. My prices are going up. People want to take advantage of this offer I had earlier on. You better do it by midnight tonight.
Now, to quantify it, the silver's up, gold's up. And you always explain, I buy it when it's low, I pass the savings on when it goes high, all the other brokers literally, you know, go up, that's their profit, it's a free country. Ted has about 3-4%, I've seen the sheets, markup on these radio specials to explain this, it's very simple. But that markup isn't even there and is totally erased by the market going up because he's not raising it to market prices, but it's going to go up. When is it going up and what are the offers you've got?
Well, you know, I'm going to have price increases by tomorrow. The offers right now are the franc at 289, British sovereigns at 362, $10 liberties, 858, 1685 for $20 liberties. We still have the walking liberty half at 1083. I mean, right now, silver is at $23.98. That's only 2 cents away from $24 an ounce. That's going to be gone. One of the things that I'm doing right now, but I have to ponder this one, Alex, I'm going to hold it for right now, is we're still selling that creature from Jekyll Island for $26.45 delivered. That still comes with a silver dollar. That's just an absolute steal, and it gives you one of the best books that have ever been written about the Fed out there.
Basically, it's a free silver dollar. It's a 1995 book with a $23 or $4 silver dollar. That's insane. You're pondering going up on that?
I don't know. Just call us at 800-686-2237. It's just crazy here, and I just got to tell people they really need to move now.
800-686-2237. So the phones are blowing off the wall?
Yeah, it's absolutely going nuts here.
Well, at least some people are getting into the lifeboats. 800-686-2237. We'll be right back in 70 seconds. Fourth hour overdrive.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.